Prince Harry of Wales wed Meghan Markle, an American. Actually, I think she's now also a Briton, too, inside the grounds of Windsor Castle, outside of London.
Meghan, will you take Harry to be your husband? Will you love him, comfort him, honour and protect him, and forsaking all others, be faithful to him as long as you both shall live?
I will.
It was a day for history. We go now to Frank Langfitt, who was outside of Windsor Castle during the wedding. He's somewhere on the streets trying to get back to central London. Frank, thanks so much for being with us.
Happy to do it, Scott.
What jumped out at you about the wedding?
What I think we saw was some real cultural contrast and some big changes in some of the traditions we normally would see. In the beginning, it seemed very British. She stepped out of a Rolls-Royce Phantom up into the St. George's Chapel there in a very elegant dress. Once things got going, though, the ceremony had these touches that were very American, feminist, and also African-American. What seemed a bit of a feminist statement is Markle actually walked halfway down the aisle on her own, where she was met by Prince Charles. And there's a bishop, Michael Curry, he's the presiding bishop of the Episcopal Church in the States. He gave a passionate sermon on the power of love. He was quoting Dr. Martin Luther King and gripping the lectern. Let's listen into what he said.
When love is the way, we will let justice roll down like a mighty stream and righteousness like an ever-flowing brook. When love is the way, poverty will become history. When love is the way, the earth will be a sanctuary.
Very powerful, and of course not
very
what you might expect at a royal wedding. Can you tell how it went over?
Well, it really depended on where you were. This was fascinating. If you were watching inside the chapel, there were some people with open mouths. The Duchess of Cambridge, the former Kate Middleton, she gave a couple of sideways glances. But then when you went out on the street and talked to some younger people that compared to some of the older ones in the chapel, they seemed to love it, and they loved that it was different. I was talking to a woman named Louisa Lewis and Millie Brothers. They're both in university here, and you'll hear from Louisa first.
I loved it. That pastor from America was amazing. Because I'm a church person, so hearing that pastor speak and preach the word so eloquently and so amazingly, it was like there's so much truth in his words. It was the best thing.
And it was so different to what they normally do as well, so it was really nice for a bit of a change up.
So I think what you saw today was a bit of a generational difference. Also, an American preacher is a friend of mine back in the States, loved it. And so you saw also there's a little bit of difference between what people might expect here in the United Kingdom and what they might expect back in the States.
And some great American music part of the ceremony, too.
Yeah, there really was. In fact, this, I think, was one thing that brought everybody together. Everybody seemed to love it. The Kingdom Choir sang Benny King's classic, Stand By Me. Here's what they sounded like.
Stand by me.
I thought it was just beautiful. I mean, my nose was out of joint that we weren't invited, but I thought it was a wonderful occasion. And I like this young couple. They're both involved in good things in the world. Did you get a glimpse of them, Frank, up close?
I did. Just at the end, I was out there. When they came by, actually passed the statue of Queen Victoria, and people were waving Union Jacks and cheering them on and taking photographs. And they looked terrific.
Oh, NPR's Frank Langfitt, thanks so much.
You're very welcome, Scott.